On June 2nd, an anti-Sharia law rally was held in Kansas City. In response, the Interfaith Council of Greater Kansas City held a rally called We Stand Together KC. This morning, we'll hear highlights from that rally.
I'm Reverend Kelly Isla, and I decided about a week ago that I wanted us to have a different narrative here in Kansas City. That while, yes, there are things going on in our city and in our country that are driven by hate, that are driven by violence, that are divisive and are about what we're opposed to, I wanted us to have a little bit of time, and it is just a little bit of time this morning, to give voice to what's important, what we value. How do I want to be? What do I want Kansas City to be like? And I wanted to give voice to that, to belonging with each other, to knowing your neighbor, to just do what we value, which is inclusivity, which is connection. Some people call it love. Some people call it generosity. So that's what this was about this morning, and that's why I decided to. And before I realized what I was doing, I had created a Facebook event, and it was out, and about 10 minutes after I did that, I went, oh, what did I just do?
That's called following your heart, right? Yeah.
I'm not generally one of those people that routinely and has a history of, you know, organizing, you know, public events like this, but apparently it was my time. So before I do the next thing, I'm going to wait for the sirens to go by. We'll give space for the sirens, knowing that those that are needing the support will get it. That we'll get help, we'll get it. We know that's what the siren sounds are. And I have a few people that are going to speak for a few minutes, different perspectives on what Kansas City means for them in terms of being a neighbor, in terms of contributing to building the most welcoming community for all. I'm also the, while I'm a citizen, I'm also the chair for the Greater Kansas City Interfaith Council, and our mission is building the most welcoming community for all, and I don't know a better way to build a welcoming community than I have to welcome the neighbor, especially the one I don't know, right? And I have to welcome them and know them and just even just say hello. Right, so that for me is very important. So we're going to hear a few words from a few different people and a few different interfaith prayers, since we do want to acknowledge and give voice to the inclusivity, to being inclusive in Kansas City in terms of religion and faith and life philosophies and culture. And I think that's about it. So if you want to, I just want to do a brief opening prayer and invocation. So you're welcome to keep your eyes open and just kind of look around. If you're comfortable, you could sit down. If you want to close your eyes or close your outer eyes, anyway, whatever's comfortable for you to just hold the space for building this welcoming community. So we come together in prayer to acknowledge our intention of doing good work. We live in an exterior world of impermanence, a complex, beautiful, and changing world. A world in which each change has the potential to bring humankind ever closer to an ideal of harmony. May our efforts here be blessed with insight. May we be guided by understanding and wisdom so that we may seek to serve with respect for all, regardless of age, race, sexual identity, creed, religion, lack of religion, for all, respect for all. We come together in prayer to acknowledge the source of comfort for those that are in suffering, and for that source that forever summons us to practice justice, peace, and forgiveness in our human community. We come together in prayer and affirmation to extend our loving compassion to all life, and we call upon that almighty love to empower us to love one another, to bring mercy to those who are burdened, and to open the hearts of those who may show hate with their words and their actions. So as we take this moment, bringing our attention and our focus right here, allow the words that I'm about to say to be your own. Have them speak silently within your heart and within your mind. In word, spirit, and deed, I honor you. I honor all. Your presence in my life is a blessing, and your commitment to peace, your commitment to justice, your commitment to mercy, your commitment to compassion is inspiring. From this moment forward, I carry my intention to know, each other and to be known, to allow others to know me. And I commit to finding peace within myself so that I might create peace outside myself. And so it is. And so it is. Thank you.
A representative from the Islamic community spoke next.
Okay, hello. My name is Manaj Shabir, and I was born in the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. I'm a mother to 4 Eagle Scouts, a grandmother, and a resident of the greater Kansas City for almost 40 years, and I am an American Muslim woman. Woo! We need some spontaneous. As I look out, I am very thankful to see many of you who stand together in unity as one Kansas City. Let us remind Kansas City that our nation, we stand together for love, generosity, inclusivity, peace, equality, acceptance, and for the health and well-being of our city by honoring human rights and civil liberties for all. As an American Muslim woman, I get bombarded by people who don't understand me or how I practice my faith, which is called Sharia. The narrative that is misused is a negative one. Let me tell you a new narrative, and I want you to repeat this every time you hear the word Sharia, okay? I wear my scarf as part of my Sharia. It doesn't say I have to wear a patriotic scarf, but I'm doing that today as a patriot. My meals are based on Sharia. My children's marriages are and will be based on Sharia. My husband was buried with Sharia. I will pray my daily prayers as part of my Sharia. I will fast like I'm fasting right now in Ramadan as part of my Sharia. I will take care of humanity as part of Sharia. What is Sharia? It is how I practice my faith. It is a personal relationship I have with God. Yes, this is Sharia. For one to say you are anti-Sharia, to say you are also against the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, where it says Congress will make no law respecting any establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And that's what I do. And that's what we all can do in America. When I was growing up, I actually went to a Quaker nursery school, Ira, friends school. I didn't know if I ever told you that. And I never realized that I was kind of different from everyone else. In the eyes of my 4-year-old friends, I was just like them. But as I grew older, I realized that we were different. And that difference started to have a problem for me as well. But then as I started reading the Quran and understanding it better, there is an ayah, a paragraph in the Quran that helped me. And I said, oh, wait a minute. And it goes like this. Oh, mankind, we created you from a single pair of a male and female and made you into nations and tribes that you may know one another, not despise one another. Verily, the most honor of you in the sight of God is the most righteous of you. So to me, God is saying that I made you different. I made you different so you would know one another. And I said, ah, all right, who am I to argue with God? So I'd like to close with a prayer. It's a prayer for common ground. Today, may we be open to other ideas and beliefs, respectful of our differences, not threatened by them. May we grow in understanding of our own motives, knowing that people often act out of their own fears. May we be a force for replacing fear with insight, helping us all to be patient and kind as we talk. Strength, real strength, can always find compromise. Working together, may we find a common ground. Enable us to move forward with a shared purpose. May we see what is truly important and unite us, focusing on that to banish roadblocks of ego and fear. Today, may we be open to other ideas and beliefs. Today, we are here to do something to build our community, make it stronger for all our neighbors. Amen. So I hear an amen.
Amen.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Minaj.
Reverend Kelly introduces the next speaker.
This is what I am committed to, building relationships, bringing people together, connecting. I don't know any other way to build the most welcoming community for all than to know somebody I don't know. Right? My friend Sheila Sonnenschein, who's also a member of the Greater Kansas City Interfaith Council, former chair for the council, is going to share a few words with you.
I'm Sheila Sonnenschein.
Hi, Sheila.
Hello. Hello. I'm Jewish. I'm part of the Interfaith Council. I also want to give a shout out to a couple of other organizations I'm involved with, because these organizations are doing great work. There's an organization or an entity called Mothers on the Side of Peace, and it's a Facebook initiative, just a Facebook initiative, and it is for mothers and anyone who has a mother to work together to bring peace and do it in a very different way. Let's not just do it in the way of the status quo. And then I'm going to be mentioning some other organizations with these words. So in the book of Genesis, which is part of the Torah, the first five books of the Hebrew Bible, we learn of Abraham, who runs out and meets strangers, and he invites them into his tent. And Sarah, Abraham's wife, is making a meal. She's making bread and a meal for these strangers. This is where, in Judaism, we have the value of hachnasat orchim, welcoming guests. We also have the mitzvah, the commandment, to welcome strangers. It is mentioned in the Torah 36 times that we are to welcome the stranger, the widow, and the orphan. So, how do I and we welcome the stranger and welcome guests? There is another concept called audacious hospitality. This is how I have felt audacious hospitality. It is when the Crescent Peace Society welcomes me at their Eid dinners. It is when People of Faith for Peace, a Jewish Christian Muslim dialogue group, gets together and decides, we want to help Jewish vocational service and we want to help tutor Somali students. That is audacious hospitality. It is when the Dialogue Institute of the Southwest, a Turkish Muslim group here in Kansas City, hosts iftars, the breaking of the fast of Ramadan, and they host iftars in their building and in other places of worship and in private homes. For almost 30 days, they are hosting these for the community. That is audacious hospitality. It is when a Muslim sister in my Sisterhood of Salam Shalom group comes to me and says, will you help us and teach us how to make challah, the Jewish Sabbath and holiday bread, so that we can make it for our families for iftar? It is when the Greater Kansas City Interfaith Council hosts and organizes Food and Thought, and we are welcomed at a Sikh temple, and we are seated on the ground, on the floor of the temple, and served a meal that is made from scratch by the Sikh members. And as they bend over to serve us like royalty, that is audacious hospitality. It is when a Jewish family invites a Muslim Syrian family, a Syrian refugee family who is here for only 2 weeks in Kansas City, and invites them to their Passover Seder. And then about a year later, the Syrian family invites the Jewish family to their home, and the mother makes a rice pudding from her country of origin. And the children want to listen to us read books in English, and their eyes brighten up. That is audacious hospitality. I want to finish with a prayer that we say in our Jewish prayers. It is called Hashkivenu. I'm going to read it in Hebrew and then read it in English. Hashkivenu Adonai Eloheinu l'shalom, v'ha'amidenu malkenu l'chayim, ufros aleinu sukat shlomecha, v'taknenu be'etza tova milfanecha, v'hoshienu l'ma'an shemecha, v'hagen ba'adenu v'haser ma'aleinu, oyev dever v'cherev, v'ra'av v'yagon, v'haser satan milfanenu, u'me'acharenu, u'vetzel kanfecha, v'tasdirenu, ki el shomrenu v'shalom, me'atavi ad olam. Grant that may we lie down in peace, eternal God, and waken us to life. Shelter us with your tent of peace, and guide us with your good counsel. Shield us from hatred, plague, and destruction. Keep us from war and famine. Help us to not to deny our inclination to evil. God of peace, may we always feel protected because you are our guardian and helper. Give us refuge in the shadow of your wings. Guard our coming and our going, and bless us with life and peace. Thank you.
My name's Ira Harrett. I have a couple of hats I'm going to wear. I'm the program coordinator for the American Friends Service Committee, a Quaker peace and social justice organization. I'm also the Sufi faith representative or faith director for the Kansas City Interfaith Council. So we are here today because we are all united, and we see that our community must be united if we have a hopeful future. But the kind of the elephant in the room is that there is a march going on several miles in that direction. And so I'm going to share a statement from the American Friends Service Committee in response and in solidarity with Muslims against hate marches. The disingenuously branded March Against Sharia on June 10th is an attempt to explicitly make Muslims vulnerable at a time when hatred and bigotry are sweeping the nation. The sponsors of the coordinated protest, Act for America, is the nation's largest anti-Muslim hate group. It is especially concerning that this protest has been timed during the Islamic month of Ramadan, when Muslims around the world fast during daylight hours. Act for America regularly vilifies Muslims and promotes policies at the federal, state, and state levels intended to manufacture fear of Muslims. Now more than ever, we must come together and shelter one another from actions and policies that seek to divide us. Members of our communities, Muslim and non-Muslim alike, should be able to live in safety, peace, and peace, knowing that bigotry, hatred, and prejudice will not be tolerated. The American Friends Service Committee is a Quaker organization that works to build peace with justice in the U.S. and in many countries around the world. We feel called to speak out about Act for America's actions, since everyone should have their rights protected and should be able to live and pray without fear. And to accomplish that, it means that each one of us must step up and do our part. But I also want to share a quote that just sort of came to me earlier today from Helen Keller. She said, "Although the world is full of suffering, it is also full of overcoming it. Although the world is full of suffering, it is also full of overcoming it." And so again, our job is to help overcome it. I was asked to share my thoughts on how I've seen us all work together across our different communities. So I've had the privilege of working with many, many dozens of individuals and organizations. This is wearing my American Friends Service Committee hat and others from different faiths, races, incomes, and social groups. People who have acted out of compassion for others in response to injustice or violence, or who have acted out of love, standing up and given of themselves to work for a better world. Some 20 plus years ago, KC community members came together to form the then Christian Jewish Muslim Dialogue Group to gain better understanding and to promote understanding of the Arab-Israeli-Palestinians in conflict at that time. Years ago, people came together to form the Kansas City Harmony in a World of Difference, promote understanding across racial, ethnic, and religious difference. Our community has also come together to form the Greater Kansas City Interfaith Council to promote understanding among our diverse faiths. During the Iraq War, I saw our community come together in support of Iraqi refugees. Many who were targeted in Iraq because of their support of the U.S. At that time, I had the privilege of working with Iraqi refugees. And one event actually that took place just across the street at Community Christian Church was a breaking bread together, brought together Iraqi refugees, Iraqi veterans, and community members. And we were able to partake of delicious Iraqi food made by about 20 different Iraqi women. And it was also heartwarming to see Iraq vets and Iraqi refugees sharing and expressing their appreciation and their recognition of their unity together. And then after that, my wife and I and many of the other volunteers were welcomed into these Iraqi homes, experiencing delicious hospitality, and again, delicious food. And today, I see the community mobilizing to support Syrian and other refugees who are scapegoated, blamed, and feared by some, but are really victims of failed policies and expanding violence in the Middle East and around the world. We have a huge refugee crisis that a militarized world only exacerbates. I celebrate the many times I've seen our community come together in response to injustice and to express hope and love. But I envision even greater things for the people of Kansas City. I challenge us all to continue to stand with those who are blamed and scapegoated, to go beyond our comfort zones and speak out, stand up and take risks. When any member of our community is marginalized, demonized, or blamed for the systemic problems of our society, we live in interesting times, to paraphrase what has been called a Chinese curse. These times demand much of us. Hope will not come from division, will not come from blaming each other. Hope will come from standing together, from our unity and solidarity, and from the care we take of each other and the courage to stand up for those who are marginalized and targeted by the powerful. So thank you very much.
You've been listening to the We Stand Together KC Rally, organized by the Greater Kansas City Interfaith Council. This was recorded on June 2nd, 2017 at Mill Creek Park on the Plaza in Kansas City. My name is Ariana Kirsch. You're listening to 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. We'll have Victor Dowdy, who provided the music at the event, play us out.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I was walking down on the plaza, I looked around me. There in the skyway, I saw below me in the Golden Valley. Everyone, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Islands, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, followed my footsteps whose sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. And all around me, this voice kept saying, everyone, that this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to Kansas City, from the redwood forests to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. This land was made for you and me.